Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The DH, Jorge Horta. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Alan Bannister. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Naorodny. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Rich Wortham. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Woods. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Bossetti. Batting fourth. The DH, Rico Cardi. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Otto Velez. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Dave McKay. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jim Clancy. And now, play ball. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington takes first base on ball four. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wortham fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti takes first base on ball four. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Bossetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry juggles the ball. That's an error on Mayberry. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Soderholm moves to second. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Soderholm scores. Squires moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Squires scores. Naorodny moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry fields the ball and throws to Clancy covering. Safe. Nayarodny moves to third. Pryor moves to second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry strikes out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horta moves to third. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderholm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horta scores. Bannister moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bannister moves to third. Soderholm moves to second. Tom Murphy now pitching. Bill Nayarodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nayarodny is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nayarodny hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Murphy covering, for the out. Bannister scores. Soderholm moves to third. Squires moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pryor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woods. Pryor reaches second base with a double. Soderholm scores. Squires scores. It's 6-0, White Sox. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone strikes out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 1 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires fields the ball and throws to Wortham covering. Safe. Griffin moves to second. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bosetti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Griffin scores. Woods moves to second. It's 6-1, White Sox. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Pryor. Woods scores. Bosetti moves to second. It's 6-2, White Sox. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0-for-1 in the game. Velez takes first base on ball 4. Bosetti moves to third. Cardi moves to second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Blue Jays 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-2 in the game. Horta takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to second. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woods, who is chasing the ball. Bannister reaches third base with a triple. Lemon scores. Horta goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2, White Sox. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woods. Soderholm reaches second base with a double. Bannister scores. It's 9-2, White Sox. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Murphy covering, for the out. Soderholm moves to third. Two outs. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Naorodny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. Howell hits a pop-up towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-1 in the game. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cerrone for the out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Blue Jays 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garr for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Murphy covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 2 in the game. Griffin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Woods hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bosetti strikes out. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cardi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woods moves to second. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Velez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Velez reaches second base with a double. Woods scores. Cardi goes all the way around to score. It's 9-4, White Sox. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Blue Jays 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Horta hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Howell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Soderholm strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Blue Jays 4. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 2 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0 for 2 in the game. Cerrone hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McKay hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Blue Jays 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Squires hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Howell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nairodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nairodny is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Nairodny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Blue Jays 4. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Thad Bosley now playing left field. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-3 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bosetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Blue Jays 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Lemon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Velez. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Horta hits a line drive towards first. Mayberry catches it and throws to second to double up Lemon. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Blue Jays 4. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cardi hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Velez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bosley. Velez reaches second base with a double. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Mayberry strikes out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-3 in the game. Howell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Howell reaches second base with a double. Velez scores. It's 9-5, White Sox. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-3 in the game. Cerrone hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Blue Jays 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Freisleben now pitching. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bannister hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woods. Soderholm reaches second base with a double. Bannister goes all the way around to score. It's 10-5, White Sox. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Squires hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bosetti, who is chasing the ball. Squires reaches third base with a triple. Soderholm scores. It's 11-5, White Sox. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Naorodny strikes out. 1 out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Squires scores. 2 outs. It's 12-5, White Sox. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Blue Jays 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Dewey Robinson now pitching. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-4 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Woods hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 12, and Toronto Blue Jays, 5. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.